is questions for Jesus. Questions for Jesus. You weren't up here, so we didn't use that, Lucas. So when's the last time you asked Jesus a question? Did you ask him for some blessings and favor this morning, maybe? Did you ask him potentially for thanks? For him to watch over you or watch over loved ones or help somebody that's struggling? In our passage, beginning in the first part of chapter 9. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, is not this he who sat and begged? Someone said, this is he. And others said, he is like him. And he said, I am he. Therefore they said to him, how are your eyes opened? He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and received sight. And obviously you're going to see in our lesson this evening the bolded questions for Jesus. Questions for us as well. You know, Jesus was asked, who sinned? Who sinned? Somebody had to sin for this bad thing to happen to somebody. Jesus' response was, didn't have anything to do with sin. It's just the way things happen sometimes. God's providence happens for certain reasons. This reason happened to be so Jesus could heal him. Now, how many times do we always blame tragedy, death, issues, stress, hardship, heartache on sin? Well, sin is equated for that. I'll give you an example. If I was to have an affair on my wife, I would reap the repercussions of that sin. You guys, the elders, would probably come to me right away. I'd lose this position, opportunity to serve the kingdom of heaven. I would lose my best friend for life. My children, probably my relationship with them would be damaged. Basically, the relationships with almost every single person I know in my life would be destroyed because of sin. So sin does cause some things. But let's be careful, just because things that happen in our life that aren't our human choices, that we say the same thing here. Who's sinned? Okay, who made the mistake? I asked that on a daily basis. Who did this? I want to know. And that's kind of what they were asking him. You know, what did somebody do wrong for this guy to be blind from birth? Then, obviously, the next question we have bold is not this he who sat and begged? Yep, it was. How many of us in our lives, I know that person, there's no way in the world that they can change. I hear people at work saying, I worked with that guy 10 years ago, I don't want to work with him again, or her again, or that company again. Folks, we as God's children and as people, we ought to be able to forgive them and say, you know what? Second chance. And how many chances did Jesus tell us in the Bible? 70 times 70, which is mean as many times as they come back to you asking for forgiveness. Maybe even if they don't ask for forgiveness, right? How many of us have had kids do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again? You know, I got up this morning. I used a simple lesson. As precious as my son Lucas is, he'll forgive me for this, but he brought it upon himself, right? See, he knows. As precious and as smart and as talented as he is, I woke up this morning and my race trailer's wide open. The back door's down, the side door's wide open. With multiple things in there of value. Now, because I love him and he's more precious than those things, I did say, Lucas, the trailer is wide open. And I didn't have to say any more, did I, Lucas? Nope, that's all I had to say. Who closed the trailer up this morning, Lucas? Okay. I took care. Now, previous times, I'll be honest with you, I'd have made him stop exactly what he's doing and go out there and take care of it right now. Because I was ready before everybody else today. Woohoo! Okay? I had time to go out and close it up before we came to service this morning. Folks, we ask, who is this who sat and begged? And then how are your eyes opened? How were your eyes opened? Folks, how do you know that? I've been asked before, how do you know that? Well, it's written in the Bible. Jesus told me so. Jesus did it. How come I've got a neighbor that's, man, I wish I was like you. I wish I had what you had. I wish. Now, he's getting there. He's a lot younger than I am. But I told him. I said, man, God's blessed me. Come and worship with me and find out what it's all about. Nah, I don't want to do that. I don't got time for that. Some people will ask you, how are your eyes open? You can tell them. It's Jesus. Jesus does it for me. You're going to have some people say, well, I want to know about that Jesus. And then you're going to have some people that are going to say what? Not for me. And I know, okay, that's all I want to know about him. I know what he did for you. That's all I want to know. I don't want to know any more about Jesus. As we continue with this passage and questions for Jesus, then they said to him, where is he? Okay, this is not necessarily for Jesus, but where's Jesus? Where is this guy you're talking about? And the gentleman that had been healed said, I do not know. They brought him, who formerly was blind, to the Pharisees. Now it was the Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. When the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight, he said to them, he put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Therefore some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath. And others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such things? And there was division among them. Then he said to the blind man again, what do you say about him because he opened your eyes? He said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. So bold letters this evening, where is he? People are asking, where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? Folks, people are asking that today in our lives. Where is the truth? Where is the way, the truth in a life? And folks, we know where he's at. We know who he is. We need to be able to share that with him. Because this blind man said, I don't know. I know what he's done for me, but I don't know where he's at. We as children of God need to be able to say, let me show you who he is. Let me show you where he's at. He's reigning in heaven. He's a spirit. He is forever. He was there at the beginning of the world. How can a man who is a sinner do such signs? Obviously he said, who is this? And what do you say about him? Because he opened your eyes, the Pharisees asked him. He said, he's a prophet. Well, you know what? People today in other religions say, yeah, Jesus was a prophet. Yeah, he was a good guy. Matter of fact, I've heard, and I'm not going to read the Quran because I haven't hard enough time reading the Bible. Okay? But I've heard that Jesus is mentioned more than Muhammad in the Quran. If that is too true, they too believe he's a prophet. They don't recognize and understand. Now, at this time, the man that was blind, he come in contact with Jesus. Jesus healed him. Now he's getting bombarded. How do you know this guy did this? This guy's a sinner. There ain't no way he can do that. There's no way that if you did what he said you do, that you're going to receive your sight. Now they're calling him a liar. You weren't blind. Folks, that happens to us in our lives. When we come in contact with Jesus, we start following Jesus. When we're new in our faith, maybe even when we're old in our faith. Well, how do you know Jesus really saves you? How do you know his blood is that powerful? How do you know that sins are that bad? How do you know that baptism is how you become a Christian? Because Jesus said it so. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The church is not the way, the truth, and the life, folks. That's Jesus. He died for the church. But that's where people get, my church. I go to my church. This is how we do it at my church. And I ask them sometimes, did you die for that church? No, silly. But it highlights, folks, if it's my church, I'm going to change it a little bit, or I'm going to do what fits me. But if it's Jesus' church, he's the Lord, he's the master. His words direct us to do what things are right. He makes the rules. And folks, I guarantee you, in my life, the best rules I've ever followed are the rules Jesus has set forth. Because he's the way, the truth, and the life. How can a man who is a sinner do such things? First off, they accused the man of being a liar because they said he was blind and then he can see. Then they accused Jesus. There's no way that Jesus can do this. He's a sinner. Folks, don't let the world con you into thinking Jesus isn't any more than the Son of God, participant and creator of this whole world, and the only door for eternal life. What do you say about him because he opened your eyes? He said he's a prophet. Oh, no. Okay. You're going too far now. Start talking about Jesus. I don't want to hear. Let's get somebody else in here and contradict what you're saying. Guy's pouring out his heart. Happy he's got his sight. Been healed. First time he's ever seen. He's excited to tell people how great life is now. He's excited to tell people about Jesus and what Jesus has done. And the first thing he starts to do, he gets a riot act from the Pharisees. I know it's a little bit of a continuation of this morning's lesson. It's a little bit different. Same thing though, folks. And as we continue with chapter 9, and then they ask him, saying, is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But by what means he now sees, we do not know. Or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age, ask him. If we speak, he will speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, he is of age, ask him. So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner. And he answered and said, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. But one thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see. Obviously highlighted, and this reminds me of our lesson this morning, kind of what we were talking about a little bit, but is this your son who you say was born blind, and then does he now see? Okay, not only does he get grilled after he comes to Jesus, his parents are getting grilled. His parents are being called into question. And they're scared. And they're scared because there's repercussions for saying, I follow Jesus. Folks, in our lives today, same thing happens. Satan wants us to be fearful to be able to say, I'm following Jesus. I forgive you. I'm following Jesus. I'm not going to do that. I'm following Jesus. I love you guys at work, but I'm not going to be hanging out with you doing that. Or school. Because they're looking for something to needle them about. And then it says, his parents said these things because they feared the Jews. We don't know who his parents are in the story. But you know what? Let me just throw out this question. What if his parents was Joseph of Arimathea and his wife? We don't know that. I'm just throwing out hypothetical because they feared the Jews. You know, we talked about Jesus kind of hiding it. I'm just throwing out hypothetical. We don't know who his parents are. We don't know what kind of prominence they have. Apparently, they were Jewish, obviously, and they wanted to be in good standing with the Pharisees. And to be honest with you, they didn't know the answer. Sometimes, folks, it's good to say, questions for Jesus? I don't know. You better ask Jesus. How many of us go to try and help somebody that's hurting and going through tough times? We just don't know what to say. We don't know what to say. When we don't know what to say, the best thing is ask Jesus. Either you ask Jesus or let's ask Jesus. Let's pray about it. One of the ways we ask Jesus what we need in our lives is opening his word. Let me ask this question. A little bit of metrics, as we call it in our culture today. Let's get some metrics. How many of us have ever been struggling with something emotionally, in our heart, mentally, and opened God's word and never had something revealed to us? Been able to say, I wish I hadn't run the Bible. I wish I hadn't read the Bible. I didn't get anything. Never, right? You always get something. It's the living word. It's how he helps us. Not only by through the Holy Spirit, but we've got to go to him. Let's ask Jesus. Let's ask Jesus. And continuing with our passage, then they said to him again, what did he do to you? And how did he open your eyes? And he answered them, I told you already. And you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, you are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we do not know where he's from. The man answered and said to them, why, this is a marvelous thing that you do not know where he is from, yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, and if anybody is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it has been unheard that anyone has opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered and said to him, you were completely born in sins, and you are teaching us? And they cast him out. Folks, we don't know anything about the blind man except he was blind and he was seen after Jesus healed him. And he got grilled. You know? Standing at the bus stop and the bus driving Pharisees running right over him. Honk, honk. And then he says, I told you once how it happened. I'm not changing my story again. I know exactly what happened. I know exactly how I was healed. I know exactly what Jesus did to me. And by the way, I know the Old Testament and I know the history of the world. And the blind man must have been somewhat of an astute Jew because he says, there's no record of this ever happening. And if somebody can do that, they've got to be from God. And the Pharisees could not recognize that and accept that. And we have the same thing happening in our world today, folks. When someone says, Jesus, I don't want to listen to what you're saying. When someone says you can say a prayer in your heart and be saved, they're acting just like a Pharisee, not recognizing what the Holy Word says and looking at the history of the church. You were completely born in sins and you are teaching us. Folks, that's going to happen in our lives. When we start telling people about Jesus and the truth starts convicting them, the first thing they want to do is say, you got sin in your life. What about your sins? What about your sins? What about that time you said this? What about that time you did that? And you know, if I could take back anything in my life and my walk with Jesus, is the times when I was a stumbling block for somebody. For saying something I shouldn't have. Whether it was hurtful or whether it was off color or whatever it was. Even if it was truthful. But you'll recognize in our lives when we tell somebody about Jesus and the truth convicts somebody, they're either going to open them with welcome arms like the blind guy did. I don't know about you guys, but this guy healed me. Doesn't happen by anybody but somebody sent from God. I know what I know, and I'm following him. We're going to read that here in a minute. But Pharisees said, nah, I can see that. I understand that. I know what you're saying. But I don't believe you because you got sins in your life. Don't be telling us what to do. And that's tough, folks. It's tough as parents trying to teach children because they're wise enough, okay? Little Easton, 3.5 years old, goes to church or goes to school and tells somebody at the school, my mommy can't discipline me in here like she can at home. He's 3.5 years old. 3.5 years old, I was wanting to play with trucks and tractors. I wasn't thinking like that. I don't think. And if you say you can remember something when you're 3.5 years old, you got like the best memory ever when you're my age. Let alone Tom's age. I'm just kidding. But folks, that's going to happen in our lives. When we reveal the truth to Jesus and his holy word to people, and sin convicts them, and even with us in our lives, we need to make sure if sin's convicting us, that we recognize that, repent, and we let God's Holy Spirit work in our lives. That we make that change. That we don't say, oh, it's not as bad as this person. Or, oh, I didn't do it as bad as I did it the last time. Or, oh, such and such, you know. Let's not be like the Pharisees. You know, a little bit of contempt. I almost made the Pharisee deal almost a month-long study. Because that's how long it was. That's how much more passages there are about the Pharisees in the New Testament. But let us recognize that when that happens to our lives. Questions for Jesus. Jesus, help me when people point out sin in my life or when the truth is pointing out sin in their lives, how to rectify that and make it right and not get defense on the defensive. Accept it. Make a change. The last part of our passage this evening in the lesson, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said to him, do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. And Jesus said, for judgment I have come into the world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind. Then some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, are we blind also? And Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no sin, but now you say, we see. Therefore, your sin remains. Questions for Jesus. Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? Blind man says, hey, I want to know who this guy is. Jesus says, it's me. Doesn't pull any punches at all. Has anybody else healed you lately? Jesus doesn't say that. Who's done the best thing for you in your life? Jesus doesn't say that. Jesus says, I'm right here. I'm here to help you. I helped you once. I'll help you forever. You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking to you. Pharisees asked the question to Jesus, are we blind also? Kind of smart, Alec. We're Moses' disciples. We got all the power. We got the money. We've got the prestige. Are we blind also? Jesus said, hey, you see the works that are being done? If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, we see, therefore your sin remains. Jesus, that same thing happens in our world today. People say, I see Jesus, I understand him. Yeah, I believe. But they don't make the next step beyond belief. You got to hear, you got to believe, you got to confess, you got to repent, and you got to be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins. They couldn't refute believing that Jesus did what he did. And many people in our world today believe in Jesus. But it's not a saving faith. It's just a get me by faith. It's just I'm going to feel good about it faith. I got just enough Jesus to make me think I'm saved. We talked about it in class this morning. There's people that just don't follow Jesus. He's not the Lord and Savior of their lives. Folks, and I'll tell you, in my life, I want to be in control. It's tough to say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord and Savior. And I'm not talking about Carrie Underwood, Jesus, take the wheel and close your eyes, drive down the road. I'm talking about saying, help me make decisions. Help me guide my heart. Help me treat people like you would treat them, Jesus. Help me to have truth on my lips and my tongue and my mind to be able to share the kingdom of heaven with those I come in contact with. Who are you, Jesus, that I may believe and continue to grow in my faith and help the kingdom of heaven? Folks, I struggle at times in my life with my attitude. I wouldn't say anybody else's attitude but a Don attitude. But I will continue to know and believe and have faith that Jesus is the only one that has the power to help Don change. To be all I want to be. To be all I can for the kingdom of heaven. To be the best example to my brothers and sisters in Christ and to those in the world by following Jesus. By following Jesus. You know, just as the blind man was healed and came in contact with Jesus, when we're baptized into Christ, same thing happens with us. Our sins are forgiven. Our eyes are opened. He is there. He doesn't walk away. He healed the blind man and then he came back. Jesus will come back time and time and time again in our lives to help us. He just doesn't save us and walk away. He is always there when we need him. We got to reach out and look for him, just like the blind man. Who is he? Where's he at? Folks, when we're looking for Jesus like that, we can pray. We can open his holy word. We can call a brother and sister in Christ. I need some help. Recap our lesson this evening. Questions for Jesus. Who sinned? Is this not he who sat and begged? Come on now. How can we believe somebody? You know? Tried to ruin people's credibility. How were your eyes opened? Tell us about this story you're telling everybody. Where is he? Where is this Jesus you're talking about? How can a man who is a sinner do such things? He was just a man. He wasn't the Son of God. He's just a man. Folks, these are all questions for Jesus that people ask and tempt and test our faith in our lives. We need to have answers for them. We need to have a firm faith that when somebody asks us about Jesus, we can tell them with all confidence who he is and what he does in our lives and what he's promised. What do you say about him because he has opened your eyes? Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? Folks, there's going to be times we're going to have heat in our lives and in our families. We're going to be thrown under the bus because we follow Jesus. Why do you want to hear it again? Tell me about this Jesus again. Tell me your story again. But you know what? Sometimes we'll have to tell people again and again and again and again about Jesus. Sometimes people are going to say, I don't want to hear about Jesus anymore. But is that for us to decide? Or is that for them to decide when we're sharing our faith with them? Do you also want to become his disciples? You betcha. You betcha. You were completely born in sins and now you are teaching us. Folks, I had a gentleman one time that was very, very kind gentleman, very nice gentleman. He's a very good engineer. But he told me one time, I can't believe this guy that's missing a tooth and doing this and doing that was a preacher at a church. And neither one of them were the church, okay? Denominations. But in a nutshell, you know, somebody that was very well educated and very astute in this world didn't want to sit and listen to somebody tell them about Jesus if they didn't have the education that they had had. Let's be very cautious and very careful that we don't fall into that same trap that the Pharisees were putting on this man here. When you find out what sins I've had in my life, please don't let that deter you from listening to the truth I speak if it's the truth. Are we blind also? As the Pharisees said to Jesus, tempting him, mocking him. We should turn and be just like the guy that was blind and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said, do you believe in the Son of God? That's what Jesus said. I should have looked at my lesson because I had to end there. Do you believe in the Son of God and his power to save? The same power that healed a blind man, nobody else. It's not recorded. Jesus had that power. Jesus has the power to forgive our sins. Jesus has the power to heal broken hearts and to direct our paths unto righteousness. He also has the power to give us eternal life, as he's promised us, if we follow him. If you have a need to respond to an invitation, become a child of God, or for prayers of congregation, we invite you to do so as we stand and sing the selected hymn.